Hey everybody, Raphael Harry here. You're listening to White Label American. On this show, we dive into unique and diverse origin stories from immigrants and allies. Join us weekly as we break barriers, connect the past with the present, and peek into the future. Welcome to a brand new episode of White Label American. This is an extra special episode. And I have, well, first of all, I'm your host, Raphael, aka Ronin Rafa. And I'm honored to have an illustrious guest that will be returning every year, according to her. And I would like our guest to introduce herself. Who are you?
Clara.
That's it?
Yeah.
Clara. Is it a Clara with a C?
No. A Clara with a K.
Oh, I thought it was a Clara with a Q.
No.
Okay, well, just checking. Why are you here?
Podcast.
Yes. You gotta talk with confidence. You know? Talk like the way you talk at home when it's time to bully me. Oh, you're here because of a podcast?
Yeah.
Are you trying to take over White Label American or what?
No idea.
No idea, but just a podcast.
He's the one who dragged me here.
Oh, Lord. Here's this is the blackmail I deal with at home. Because when you were demanding that you have to be brought to the studio once a year after your birthday, I didn't put that idea in your head. You brought that to me and said, I want to come to the studio every year after my birthday. And I...
He dragged me here today.
Okay. Now the audience will definitely side with you because they love children more than they love me. But anyway, you've heard who the guest is for today. And if you want to keep seeing this guest or hearing this guest, support this podcast, support the work that we do. We have plenty of special episodes on Patreon. Behind the paywall, you hear from me, you hear from this guest, you hear from my family. Loads and loads of episodes are there. So, go to Patreon. You can also donate single donations or reoccurring donations.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. You had Merry Christmas from her. You
can also Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. You can also, people celebrate Kwanzaa too. And Hanukkah, you want to wish them?
Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Okay, well, girl, speak up. What happened to your voice all of a sudden? Now somebody's becoming shy. So, who are you, by the way? By the way, let me finish. You can go to www.whitelabelamerican.com. All the information you need is there. Go support this podcast. We need your support. And bring a friend along. Donations, we accept everything. Not crypto. Just, yeah. Okay, thank you for the sound effect. Now, who are you?
I already said that.
No, you didn't. Are we related? How did you become a guest on this podcast? What do you do? How do I know you?
Because you're my daddy.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how this child just appeared in the studio because you said I dragged you here. You sounded like I just grabbed the kid on the street and brought you to the studio. You know. So I'm your dad.
Yeah.
And you asked for an episode. That's why you're here, right?
Maybe, maybe not.
See the trolling I deal with. Okay. So, what your mama sent some questions. Before I get to your mama's questions, what's an average day like for you? What's your day like? What do you like to do in a day? Now, let's start with what you like to do in a day.
I control my daddy around. And throw bracelets at him.
Speak into the mic, please.
No.
Okay.
I like to throw things at him and jump on his belly and annoy him.
And why do you like doing that?
Because it's fun.
Well, see, when I say someone is a little villain, people think I'm making it up. But where did you get this idea from to be trolling me? Well, not everybody will be watching this video. So you have to...
Change my mind. Because you watch boring soccer.
Because I what?
Watch boring soccer.
Why do you find soccer boring?
Because you always turn it on and then I don't get to turn on my stuff.
Girl, you watch more stuff than I do.
Not true. You've been taking over the TV for your American something something.
For my what?
Your American football.
When? I watch American
today,
football.
Today, yesterday, after yesterday, after that, after that.
Are you sure you even know what you're talking about? You just said soccer and then now you say American football. American football, I only do that for Super Bowl.
Well, football, bowl. After that, okay, you can talk again.
No, we have to stick to the truth. You said soccer is boring and I watch it all the time, but I'm watching AFCON, which is the African Cup of Nations right now.
Okay, you take over the TV to watch whatever it is.
You're just trying to blackmail me on my own show. Can you imagine?
This is not your own show. It's taken over by me.
Oh, tonight the truth finally comes out. All right, what do you do for fun, apart from blackmailing me?
Me and my friends... Me and my friends do stuff with you, like throw you.
Oh, hell no. You don't do anything with me. You and your friends, but we don't do anything together.
Yes, we do.
As soon as you and your friends show up, I disappear. I make my... Homer Simpson style.
You're not going anywhere now.
I act like I don't even know you people. Yeah, I've never seen you and your friends. Alright, do you have any question you want to ask me? Or should I go straight to your mama's question?
I have a question.
Okay, you have to speak clearly.
I have a question. Why do you always watch your African in the morning? Why can't you watch it in the afternoon or something? You watch it the whole day, and in the nighttime, I get to watch it, and then I have to go to bed. So.
What do you mean by African?
Whatever you are watching.
You mean AFCON?
Yeah.
It's going on right now. It's once every 2 years. Well, it's going to change to once every 4 years, but it's a biannual event.
Yeah.
It's not every day I watch it. It's a live event going on. And right now we are missing a game. So I can have this recording. Cote d'Ivoire is playing Mozambique. The elephants are playing what's Mozambique?
You mean lots of elephants are on the field right now?
Oh, girl, see, I'm trying to put you on game. You've been missing out.
Okay, so elephants are playing football.
They're playing the Mambas, yeah, of Mozambique.
So elephants are playing football?
No. Yeah, never mind. What's the next question you have?
Why do you not watch anything else anymore?
I watch a lot of stuff.
Yes, you don't.
You don't pay attention.
You only watch soccer.
That's the only thing you notice.
Soccer. But it's on Friday and Monday, you let me watch blah, 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 blah. But then between those 2 days, it's soccer, 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 soccer.
So you're using recency bias to frame everything about our relationship. So who took you to the theater the last time? Well, did we go to the theater to watch soccer?
No.
What did we watch?
We watched.
Now talk, face the mic when you're talking.
We watched.
And come closer to the mic.
We watched. We watched. No idea.
You're such a troll. Now you're going to act like you can't remember what you watched. A movie that I never cared to watch.
Oh, yes, Wicked for Good. Thank you very much.
So that's part of soccer, too?
Well, you watched soccer when we got home.
No, there was no soccer on that day.
Yes, there was.
What other question do you have? Yeah, making up stuff.
Now it's your turn to ask a question. Forky asks a question and you're Forky. So ask questions.
Oh boy. What has been your favorite movie of the year? Or your most fun movie of this year?
When me and Mama watched SpongeBob.
Oh, the movie that you didn't tell me anything about.
SpongeBob movie, Search for SquarePants.
Why was it fun?
Because Mama got stuff for free for me, like everything. And I got the whole entire, and I got lots of candy.
You don't even eat that much candy, but oh well. So, nothing to do with the movie itself. It was just the freebies that you got.
Yeah, I saw the movie because it was chilly. Because the sun went down, and then the sun went up, and then the sun went up when the sun... First the sun went down, then immediately the sun went up and down again.
Okay.
Didn't that make sense?
Ask your question now. Go ahead, ask your question.
I don't have any.
Okay. So, this year, you attended, let me see, about 3 cons. You went to a Comic-Con in a different state and city, along with your usual New York Comic-Con and the Indie-Con. So, which was your favorite con that you attended? And why?
All of them, because all of them were fun. Thank you very much.
Okay, name the cons that you attended this year.
No idea.
I don't believe you. All those photos that you took with all the... Oh, I want to take a photo of this princess. I want to take a photo of this. Yeah, as soon as you see a spider person. Oh, Gwen Stacy is here. I'm running. Oh, give me a photo here.
I was the Gwen Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were no Gwen Stacy.
Okay, there were Miles Morales.
Yeah.
And witches.
Yeah. And there was a whole entire place full of mermicordos, and I'm not telling you what that is.
Come towards the mic.
And there was a whole place full of mermicordos, a whole entire house full of mermicordos that I won't, and I won't tell you what a mermicordo is. It's a unicorn / mermaid.
Well, you just told the people, and you say you won't tell
them. I don't care.
Oh, boy. But anyway.
That's not the end.
I was proud of you. For one reason. You went to Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, and scored a lot of discounts.
What does that mean?
It means you know how to hustle.
Huh?
I'm not going to tell you how you hustled, but you naturally played the game, right? And got loads of books, either for free or at half price. And I was like, look at this kid. You're going to go
actually,
places.
Actually, mostly for free, because if you took enough books, they would be for free.
Okay. Well, you're already figuring it out. So that was good. But although it was quite heavy to carry, but...
I was not going to carry it.
Yeah. That's why you don't want to do push-ups and all that kind of stuff. But that's good. I'm proud of you. Keep it up. So what's your favorite sport to play?
Basketball.
Yeah, you did that for 2 days and then never touched basketball. Although you were screaming for 2 weeks, I want to play basketball, I want to play basketball, I want to play basketball. And then I finally pumped the ball, which had been in the house for 2 years.
For actually 200.
And you went to summer camp, played basketball for 1 week in summer camp and was like, I love basketball. Why does nobody let me play basketball in this house? And I got
we
you.
Were stuck in a hotel.
I pumped the basketball for you, and then you played it on the street for two.
No, Mama pumped it up for me.
Mama did. Okay, we'll give it to Mama this time. But I got the ball out for you. I'm the one that bought the ball.
You bought it for Mama.
Well, yeah, nobody touched the ball for 2 years. And then you touched basketball at summer camp and was like, I love basketball. Nobody lets me play basketball in the house.
How would we be able to play basketball in a hotel? You want me to get kicked out of a hotel or what?
Because we were staying in a hotel, that's your excuse?
No. But I didn't say, why does no one let me play basketball in the house?
So why did you stop playing?
Because Mama had tickets for everything. I didn't want to play and I was sleepy.
Oh, boy. You played basketball for like 2 days. You wouldn't go anywhere. You know, I need to walk to this store. I got to play basketball. And then you did that. And then after that, no more. Do you even know where the basketball is now?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in one of the boxes in the shelves that I can always see when I'm walking home.
Okay.
And nothing else.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite basketball team?
Brooklyn
what?
This guy.
Talk.
What?
Hey, open your mouth.
Brooklyn women's basketball with Ellie the Elephant.
I don't think I've heard of that team before.
No.
But you've gone to watch their games. And you still don't know the name of the team. You just know the mascot.
Yeah, because I have the mascot and I'm never going to stop talking about the mascot till you say stop.
Come closer. Oh, Lord.
Never.
Yeah, girl. You are very much like your grandmother. You know that. Stop doing that. Your grandmother, it doesn't matter what sport she's watching, she never knows the name of the team, and she's always cheering for the opponent and the team she's supposed to be cheering for, and then she celebrates, oh, goal! And then everybody's like, what are you doing? Oh, that's not the team? Oh, sorry. And yeah, so you like your grandmother. But the only thing is that you have the mascot that you like. Because you never know the name of the team that you say is your team. You just know Brooklyn. That's it. Ask me your question that you have. You told me at home you had 100 questions. I'm waiting for the 100 questions. You fully asked me one question.
What's your favorite?
Come closer to me.
What's your favorite Marvel movie?
You asked me the same question 2 years ago.
Never ending.
Yeah, you can't touch that anymore. It's gone. Told you. Put it on. Nine. Sit down. Favorite Marvel movie. Oof. Between Infinity War and Black Panther. It's hard for me to pick one. Yeah. It's a tie. What else?
What do you like to do in the day? What do you do when I'm at school?
Throw a big party. She's gone. Yeah, let's celebrate. Dun 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 dun.
But you and Chester aren't the only ones in the house.
Yeah, my shadow, we dance. I'm calling the neighbors. The kid is gone. Come on, people. We'll throw a big party and start dancing. And then right before you show up from school, we clean everywhere, you know, and rearrange the house.
So that's why you're always late to come. That's why you're always late when I'm waiting in the bus.
How many times have I been late to pick you up?
Since first grade.
What do you mean I'm always late? It's like twice.
You were late. First grade.
That was like twice.
No, it was not. You don't know how to count the days you've...
You don't even know how to count.
How to count.
What other question do you have?
What's your favorite podcast you ever did in your whole entire life?
My favorite podcast that I did?
Yeah.
So was I a guest on the podcast or is it the podcast that I listened to?
The podcast you were in.
So it's a podcast that I'm on?
Yeah.
White Label American? Well, I also have the Raw Afri Gold podcast that I do only on YouTube for soccer.
Which one do you... Why do I never see you on the TV then?
Because you don't shine your eyes.
You should turn it on.
Is the TV off?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're trying to get me to say. Turn the TV off. Turn the TV off. Get away from here. What else you got? Leave your nose. All right. When will you go visit Nigeria?
No idea. That's Mama's opinion.
What? How is that your Mama's opinion?
She's the only one that signs us up for flights or something.
Yeah, so your Mama's catching shots. Okay, that's fascinating. All right, what's the... You did a few traveling this year. What was your favorite city that you visited?
I don't remember being in a city.
Okay, what was your favorite place that you've been to this year? That you traveled to?
I don't remember the place, but it's where your brother was.
Oh, so we're sticking to recency bias. Why was it your favorite?
Because I had to travel.
Hey, open your mouth. Stop that.
Because I had lots of fun. I had a trampoline, which was actually an air mattress. I don't care. And I got to watch TV.
So, getting to hang out with your uncle for the first time since you were, what, age 2? That's why hanging out in Maryland was your favorite place that you visited.
Yeah.
And does the fact that your uncle was supposed to take you shopping and you guys did not go back to that store have anything to do with you picking that place because you have that trip planned to go to that store?
Because he was going to buy me something that I really like that I'm not allowed to tell you.
No, that's not my business. That's between two of you. So that's why you picked that place, because you know he's going to take you shopping.
And also, it was the place, and also only that place had one display that I liked the most that I didn't see in any shops, but I saw in my catalog.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, your uncle will listen to this episode, and I'm pretty sure he'll get the message.
Okay.
Do you have any more things you'd like to let your uncle know? Open your mouth so he can hear you.
No, but I have a question for you.
For me?
Yeah. Why do we always have to ask questions?
How do you get answers?
Why don't you just talk about something?
Okay, we can. What do you want to talk about?
No idea.
Okay, so I go back to asking a question until you have something you want to talk about. Is that fine with you?
Yeah.
All right. So your mama asked a question. There are actually two questions. She sent two questions. She said, well, looks one. The first one looks serious. What would you change about your life if you could change anything that you wanted?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Mama, you heard it. So, Clara said she's satisfied. Until it's time to make a request, then we'll find out. Although I know one thing you've been requesting for. Second question from your mama. What brings you the most joy?
Huggies! Only Huggies. Huggies!
I can testify, Huggies do bring you joy. It calms you down when you're hulking out, when you're hulk mode. And even when you're hungry.
Hungry.
Huggies do get you calm for a few seconds before the food arrives. So, yes, Huggies.
For a few hundred seconds.
Okay, for a few hundred seconds. So, Huggies is a big answer for you.
Huggies!
Okay. So, is there anything you're excited for 2026? For the new year?
That I get lots of Huggies.
Oh, that's it. Anybody you're looking forward to hugging? Or that you like to hug?
Mama, Papa, Huggy. And in the summer, Oma, Opa, Huggy. And that's everything. Bye-bye.
No grandma?
Yeah.
You don't hug your grandma too?
Everything Huggy. Even the street Huggy.
I don't know about streets. That'll be all you. Not me. All right. I think that'll be where we'll wrap it up. What's your favorite food at this moment?
Fufu and French fries.
Fufu and French fries. Who the hell eats that? Or are you saying fufu separate, French fries separate? I'm not putting it in your mouth. You have to say it yourself.
Fufu separate, French fries separate, everything separate, noodles
separate. So fufu
separate.
With what?
Fufu with okra stew. If you don't know what that is, look it up.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that, but okay. Favorite music artist. Give me three right now. Or favorite songs. Your three favorite songs right now.
K-pop. Demon
Hunter. I knew that was coming up. That thing is like...
From K-Fight Demon Hunters, one is Golden.
Mm-hmm.
Second, Dun Dun Dun.
You're sure she's never watched, but she running to me with the opening the theme song to season one.
This is what it sounds like, take down all the songs that the girls made.
What? What is that?
Okay.
I don't think I heard the third one, but
how it dun dun dun,
dun, dun, gold, dun
is, how it's dun 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 golden.
Yeah,
take down.
Well, let me explain dun dun dun, dun because dun 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 is a show that's not for you. You're not even you're not ready. It's, dun, it's dun, not for
dun.
You.
I said dun how it's dun dun dun. Not
dun.
An A, it's a O.
Can you hold on, let me explain it so that the audience doesn't think you allow you watch everything, even though you spent the first 5 to 10 minutes saying I don't allow you watch anything, but somehow you happen to know Dan 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 song. But yeah, she ran into me. She snuck up on me watching the intro music to the first season.
La, la,
Dan Dan Dan.
No, you're the one who showed me it. Liar!
Okay, but you said, I don't let you watch anything. And
doesn't count.
Oh, boy. But anyway, it's Trolling 101. And she loved that song. So that's how she fell in love with the song. And it's now on her playlist. And that's all I let her see from the show. She doesn't have any other thing. But it's a great song. Creepy Nuts.
I have seen some of it.
No. Yeah, but you can't even tell me the whole story, so you don't know anything. All right. What would you like to leave the audience with? We're wrapping up now. I don't think you have any more juice left. Or do you have any final question for me?
Did you find love with Mama?
Can I ever explain it to you?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Well, I was, this is good practice for the young ones. That's a good question anyway. So, I was on a device that you've been asking me if you could get it. And I said, no, don't do that. Don't make sound there. And on the screen, I received a message that your mama said she liked me. And I said I liked her. So we got to messaging each other and talk to each other. And I said, oh, she's a cool person. All right, I'd like to meet with you. And we set up a date. And we met at a restaurant. And we got to chat. And saw that each person wasn't a weird person. And we'd like to keep talking with each other. And we kept talking with each other, and one thing led to another. We moved in together, and one thing led to another, and you appeared out of nowhere. Pow!
Gaga!
So you see. So yeah, you're still not getting that device until probably when you're 16.
By device, he means a phone.
Oh, so you already knew the story, so you're acting like you didn't know the story. But she always decodes me. These kids of nowadays. Well, I'll get you a landline anyway. You can get a landline. not to cell phones for kids, and no social media for kids under the age of 18. I don't know how hold on, I'll win that battle, but I keep trying.
All right. You and Mama are lovebirds. That's what I've been waiting to say. Lovebirds.
Well, did you expect love cats? Love turtles?
Girl, love snapping.
Put your mouth on the mic.
Love snapping.
Closer to the mic.
Love snapping turtles.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, except for have a happy holidays and bye-bye. Huggy!
I think that's her, well, she.
Huggy!
That's her final word, and probably she's beginning to get hungry.
Huggy.
Okay. That's going to be a wrap. We'll see you the next time she comes on the podcast. She'll probably be like, she would have grown. Yeah, and the evil villain laugh began to come out. All right, thank you for gracing us with your presence. Honored to have you in the studio. Tell your friends to tell their parents to sign up as supporters and to donate to the podcast and, support us, okay?
Okay.
Not okay. Go bully them the way you be trolling me. Go put that to use on your friends.
No.
See, I'm the only one.
Can you do this, please, child?
You know what? Get out of the studio. You're done. Out. Get out.
Huggy.
Yeah, you get hugs at home only. All right. Keep the love coming in. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the privilege of your company. Have a great 2026. Froy's Noise Year.
Thanks for listening to White Label American. If you enjoyed the show, please give a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. You can follow the show on all social media platforms. Visit the White Label American website for links for donations, episodes, feedback, guests, merch, and newsletter. Don't forget to download the free White Label American app on the Google Play Store and Apple coming soon. Thank you for the privilege of your company.